down in Louisiana. Baby, behind a song. I'm going down in Louisiana. Thank you.
With a somewhat smooth approach to some of the old songs, and then we'll start rocking as we move along here. And this next one's from the 70s, from what album is it now? Lion Share. And this is a song about how tough it is being a musician.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you. This is a good way. I've been doing this for about a year now with the guys. It's a nice way to start off the show with the acoustic, because there's some place to go, you know. And I was going to make an analogy, but I better not, because, well, actually, we're all grown up. You get to a certain age, it's like making love, where you just don't, you know, the young guys don't understand this, but you're not 100% from the get-go, you know what I mean? So, so in that, with that in mind, what am I talking about? Here's another old song, it's called Forgel.
Around the snake, sit around.
trying to see if I could recognize everybody. I should know everybody by now, shouldn't I? The same faces every year, it's great. Oh dear. I should relax, you all know me, you know, it's probably impossible for me to do that, you know. I'm backstage fretting, you know, and what the hell am I fretting about? I've been doing this long enough. Here's a slow blues, and people ask me about Savoy Brown, where the name comes from, and it was a fictitious name. It was a made-up blues name, and back in the day, when I started listening to all the music, there was James Brown was around, of course, Charles Brown, Nappy Brown, Gate Muff Brown, lots of Browns. So Savoy Brown, I thought, hey, that'll fit in pretty good. So it was Savoy Brown's blues band, a fictitious name, and that's how it started. And on the very first album, I had the band do a Charles Brown song, because I thought that would be a nice little tie-in. And let's do that Charles Brown song tonight. And this is called Black Knight. Nobody cares about me, don't even have a friend. My baby's gonna leave me, when will my troubles end? Black nights are falling. Gee, how I hate to be alone. Keep crying for my baby. I guess another day has come. I got no one to talk to, tell my troubles to. Seem like I'm living since I lost you. Black nights are falling. Gee, how I hate to be alone. I keep crying for my baby. Guess another day has gone. Thank you.
too. My father's got them too. My brother's in the war. Tell me what more can I do? Black nights are falling. Gee, how I hate to be alone. Another day is gone.
Things about growing up to be a fan of music and then getting to meet all the greats. Of course, I did play with Charles Brown years ago. He had that residency in New York back in the 80s, I think it was. So that was a pleasure to jam with him. And let me see. this next song is from the Looking In album. And the backstory to this was in the old days, you'd go into the studio and you wouldn't have, you know, 9 or 10 songs, and you'd have a few ideas, and you'd go in and you'd just work on the inspiration and everything. And at one point, with the Looking In album, it was kind of finished, needed one more song. And it wasn't Train to Nowhere. Train to Nowhere on the mind, on your mind. And I had need another track. So it was Sunday night, and I said, all right, I've got this idea, so let's do this. So it was a last minute addition. It was Sunday night, and we called it Sunday night. So here we see if we can play it tonight with an acoustic. Thank you.
so much. How are we doing tonight? We so appreciate you coming out every time we say this, coming out and spending your evening with us. You could be doing other things, we know that. But thank you so much for coming out tonight. I just wish it wasn't so cold, man. I think we're all on the same page. Thank you. Anyway, we got a new record that's coming out in January, but we got copies shipped over from our record company. So we have copies tonight of the new record. The new record's called Going to the Delta. It's on Roof Records. We do have CDs and t-shirts over there that young lady over there is selling for us. So if you can, go check it out. You don't have to buy it, but look at it and do what you want to do. Anyways, we're Savoy Brown. We're at savoybrown.com. You can check us out on our Facebook. Follow Kim on Twitter. We appreciate any comments, anything you want to tell us, any songs, any suggestions. Once again, thanks a lot for coming out and spending the night with us. We appreciate it. We're going to be here for one long set. How's it sounding out there? Sound good?
Okay, you can do some songs off the new album. This first one's called Ain't Nothing Like the Blues. We'll be right back.
I dream of you tonight.
Okay, I'm going to play some slide guitar. Okay. You like Train to Nowhere a lot, I can tell. Yeah, we could do it, of course, you know, and there's a backstory to that. Perhaps I could even set the song up. I've got this guitar on now, so. This is a song off the new album. Really, the new album is just a straight blues album. This is a very old-fashioned blues, and I was going to do it in regular guitar, but then somebody said, you know, you play pretty good slide guitar, so it reminded me, okay, I've got to play slide guitar. So. And this is how it is somewhat on the record. Let's do it now. It's an old-fashioned blues. Just think, oh, I miss your love. Thank you.
Touch of what it's like to be like in sour brown throughout the years. You get told what to do by the band leader. I mean, pretty unpopular all my life, because this is how it goes, okay? I get you like this. Get loud if you can. Okay, that's good. Oh, it's better. Now here's the band leader coming out of here. Here we go. Keep it up there, actually. You're part of the band. Okay, we'll try Train to Nowhere right now. Of course, you know, once you've had a great singer like Chris Yeldon sing the song, it's very difficult, so I shy away from these songs, but, you know, I'm very, very proud of the song, and it's one of my favorites. The back end of the story was, I don't think really Chris remembers this, but I approached him, and I was a big Elvis Presley fan growing up in the 50s. I had an older brother that indoctrinated me with Presley and all the rock and roll people, and I was in love with the early Presley stuff, you know, and that's what got me into the blues, actually, listening to the early Elvis Presley, because he was doing all the blues stuff. He was doing Arthur Crudup stuff, and he was doing Junior Parker thing, and this next song is actually a Junior Parker song, and I approached Chris and said, Chris, let's write a song 10 years after, and do our own Mystery Train. And so we set about doing that. And if you listen to the second verse of this, it really is Mystery Train. But here we go, Train to Nowhere.
You can catch it if you wanna ride.
you worry, it'll pass you by, pass you by. You can catch it if you wanna ride. Don't you worry, it'll pass you by, pass you by.
To the 60s now. And my mind is scrambled because when you play these old songs, all these images come into your mind from the old days, you know. So I have no idea where my guitar cord is. Pat, can you help me find my guitar cord? I got no idea. I'm back in 1967 with Chris doing that. So. Now I'm there, I'm probably stuck there for the rest of the night. Unfortunately, you can't stay calm and play this music, which I could, which anybody could. Let's stay back in the 60s, you know. We heard the original when we walked on stage. It's my all-time favorite blues song, and I distinctly remember sweating away in my bedroom trying to get an arrangement for this, and I took a little bit of another Muddy Waters song and I put a couple of things together, came up with this riff, and I met Muddy years later. This song was very, very popular on the underground radio back in the 60s. All the bands around the country were playing, mainly because it's a simple guitar riff. You know? And I went to Muddy and I thought, wow, he's going to be so happy, you know, because I made his song popular. And he said to me, "You stole my song." That's the blues guys for you. Thing called Louisiana Blues.
Thank you.
the sound of the great Sky at the Grange.
Tonight. Is everything still going good?
Yeah.
We're going to do a song off the Steel record, and it's called appropriately Monday Morning. We'll all think about this. It's called Monday Morning Blues.
in this song, I'm going to tell you my story. A lot of you have heard the story before, but I'm going to tell it again because it's fun to tell. I'm sure you'd enjoy it. And of course, I enjoy very much talking about it. But just later on in the song, let me get my slide. Play the song, we'll get to the story. If I can still remember to play this correctly. And the problem is when you play the old songs, of course, that you get them all wrong. And when I was a kid, I used to see all the older artists, and I'd say, man, they're not playing it like the record. So now I'm the old man, so let's see if I can do it. Think Hotel Mama.
Crazy 20 years ago, but I'm going a little crazy. my story starts. I was 13 years old. My family had just moved up from Wales and I was living in London. It was a great time to be in London. I was a kid, but I used to roam the streets. And I go to the clubs by the time I was 14, you know. I go and see the Stones and I see the Yardbirds. Have a great time. Go to the Flamingo All Night Club and get home safe back in those days. No one would bother me. Those were the days. So anyway, I thought to myself, well, watching Brian Jones and I'm thinking, man, he was my idol. I thought, well, I could play guitar. So I sent away for my first guitar. And it was a mail order guitar. I was 13, so that maybe I was just prior to seeing the Stones. But anyway, what was that, 13? Who knows? It was 61 or 2 or something silly. And I didn't know how to play guitar or what to do about being artistic. And my family wasn't that way, so I saw in the back of my parents' crossword puzzle book an advert for a guitar. And you've got to be a certain age right now. It was right next to the Charles Atlas ad. You could either send away for the guitar or the muscles. And what really sold me on the guitar was above it said, make friends at school. So it was like, great, I can actually perhaps get some friends, you know. So I just moved up from Wales in inner city London. It was pretty tough. So I sent away for the guitar and I saved up all my paper round money. And it was weeks. And I thought, oh, well, that's the end of that. 6 shillings or whatever it was, you know. And but one day I was in the front window upstairs and I saw the postman walking down the street with this big box. But I knew it had to be the guitar. I ran downstairs and met him at the door, pre-UPS, you know. And took it upstairs to my bedroom, very excited, didn't tell my parents I was making this big move. Little did I know it was a big move in my life. You know? And I opened the box. Now, one thing the manufacturers failed to tell me was that the guitar came unassembled. And of course, it gets worse, it was an acoustic guitar and assembled. It gets better. They put the glue in the box, it's unbelievable. So I actually put this guitar together and put the strings on it. It's remarkable, considering I haven't had a clue what I was doing. And but I did stay in that room for about a year with that guitar. Now that's another thing the manufacturers didn't tell me was, of course, I wouldn't make any friends. I'd be trying to play this guitar. So it was a complete washout, but you know, I had my early Stones records and who else was around? It's all Yardbirds and stuff. And so there I was playing away. And I had all my brother's blues records, of course, and 78s. And I was playing all the 78s and everything. It was hilarious. And I still say to this day, you know, people talk about the CD and everything, but really, rock and roll and blues, nothing sounds as good as on a 78 on one of those old record players. Yeah. That needle would bounce and Otis Rush or Little Richard would come on. I would be screaming in that room, you know, I want to do that. I digress. So anyway, if there I am in the room, I spent a year with the guitar. Guess what? I came out of that room, I can play the guitar! Actually, it was 2 years in that room. I was the equivalent of one of these guys, you know, like 14-year-olds in his basement with a computer and their parents get very worried, you know. But I had the guitar and my parents were very supportive. I started the band, rehearsing in that bedroom, and my parents would make food for the band and everything. That's one of the reasons I got going, you know, supportive parents. But anyway, I got away where I was like, yeah, I was playing the guitar. Now, that doesn't say I'm a genius. When I look back, I realize if you want to achieve anything, you can do anything you want. You've just got to lock yourself in a room for 2 years to do it. That's the moral of the story, really. But I forgot to mention Chuck Berry. There you go. I was a big Chuck Berry fan. And really, you know, Tell Mama is a very veiled Chuck Berry song. The intro with the slide guitar is really Johnny B. Goode, where I took it from. So there you go, some of the secrets of songwriting, or stealing, as it's otherwise called. Here's a Chuck Berry riff, and this is one finger. I used to do this when I was a kid. And I used to spend hours playing to the Elmore James records, actually. And I would play to the record. This is a tip for all any would-be guitar players. And I'd play in any key I want to pick. I knew the key was D, because Elmore played most of his stuff in D. I'd play in C, B flat, A, G. And that very quickly became a musician, because I could transpose very quickly. So that's very important if you're a musician, to transpose. So anyway, there's the story, folks. And the punchline is, here I am, and here you are.
Once again over there, if you're so inclined, she's over there, our beautiful merch girl.
Okay, let's take a trip on the Hellbound train. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Kim and the band will be up to sign CDs in just a minute, so if you line up over here at the merchandise table, they'll sign everything, and let me just say, a Savoy Brown t-shirt and a CD makes an excellent Christmas gift. So, line up right over here at the merchandise booth over by me. Thanks so much for coming down. Don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses. We'll see you next Friday for Bill Purchase.